This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dr. Marie Culhane, who is the Associate Clinical Professor at University of Minnesota Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining me. You gave a presentation this morning about the future of SIV. And so for some people who are new to the industry, such as myself, let's start off and talk about what is SIV.
Yeah, SIV is the abbreviation for swine influenza virus. I actually just like to refer to it as influenza virus or flu. And I say that because influenza virus is a shared virus between humans and animals. The viruses go back and forth. And so to designate it as a swine problem only isn't really true. So today we talked about influenza viruses, and we started out with a little background on the virus because the virus has been around for hundreds of years. And in the United States, we discovered influenza back in around 1918. And it was just kind of a normal virus, causes respiratory diseases in pigs. But in 1998, a new virus was introduced into our pigs, H3N2. Is how we name our influenza viruses, by the H and the N types. So there's 16 H types, 9 N types. So H1N1 was our first virus, first H, first N. And then in 1998, H3N2 was introduced into our pigs. And since then, those two viruses, H1N1 and H3N2, infected a cell at the same time, and they started to exchange genetic components of the virus, and we call that reassorting. And because of that reassortment, or that changing of the virus, ever since 1998, 1999, we've had a lot of changes in influenza viruses in pigs. And so it's been quite a bit of a challenge. Over the last 10 years, we've had all these challenges with new viruses emerging, but at the same time, we've learned a lot. And we've done that because we've collaborated now with human influenza researchers, with avian influenza researchers, because influenza is a shared virus between humans and animals. And we've been able to track evolution of the virus over time, what the virus looks like in different pig populations over the world, and what's the best way to test for the virus. And then we're working on ways, what's the best way to control the virus, because our current vaccines aren't really able to control the virus as well as we'd like to, because the virus is so different from the vaccines.
But to some extent, isn't that similar in humans, where you talk about the flu vaccine, but it doesn't work on X strain? So aren't you talk about the collaboration between the human researchers and the animal researchers, aren't you both really addressing some of those same challenges?
We are, and the humans have an advantage on their vaccines over our agriculture vaccines, is that they're able to update their vaccines twice a year. Through a system that they've been working on very closely with the people who make the vaccines and then the people that approve the vaccines for safety. In the United States, that's the FDA. And that's a process that happens twice a year. In the agriculture industry, that process is a lot slower. It's done by the Center for Veterinary Biologics. Which is a division within the USDA. They approve all the animal vaccines. And that process is slower for a number of reasons. It's not funded properly, and so there isn't enough people to do the approvals. And we haven't done a good job of showing why it's important to update the vaccines and how well vaccines could be if used properly in swine or properly formulated for swine. So working closely with the humans, what works for them, what doesn't, what different vaccine platforms, types of vaccines could work for animals that have already worked for humans or for other species such as horses. So I think I answered the question there. I kind of got off track. But
so for you, what are you more focused on, trying to create vaccines for these strains that you're already familiar with, or is part of your research focusing on trying to predict how these strains might change and create the vaccines for what might happen in the future?
Yeah, my research in particular is to kind of describe and to determine what type of influenza viruses are out there. So I'm focused on the diagnostic laboratory, how to diagnose the infection, how to find out what type of virus it is. And then I work with other researchers as to where did this virus come from, how is it different from the vaccine, and what vaccine strategies can be used to get rid of this particular type or to control this particular type of flu. So I'm kind of at the beginning section. What's out there and what does it look like? And then I work with other people to say, what does it mean and how can we control it? So that's the focus of my research. But the ultimate goal then would be to control influenza virus in animals so we don't have production losses. Pigs that are coughing and don't feel good don't eat. Pigs that don't eat don't gain weight. And it takes a longer time to get to market. And so that's the implications of influenza for the pigs. And also we want to be able to reduce the risk of influenza transmitting from pigs to people or people to pigs.
So for those producers out there, what in regards to the flu, what pieces of advice do you have for them? What should they look out for? And when they see something, how should they? What kind of action should they take?
Sure. Well, I think if a producer doesn't know the influenza status of his farm, he should determine that. And that can be done in conjunction with the veterinarian. There is a program sponsored by the USDA where influenza testing is paid for by the USDA. So what the farmer and the veterinarian have to do is collect the samples, send them to the laboratory, but then the laboratory fees, the test costs, are covered by the USDA. And you get information as what does this group of pigs have flu or not, and what type of flu is it. Once that's done, then you can say, I have this type of flu, I'm going to use this vaccine or that vaccine to try to reduce the impact of flu on my pigs. And then I encourage all people that work with pigs to be vaccinated against influenza. They should get the human seasonal vaccine, and that's to reduce the risk of spreading the human flus to the pigs, because the pigs are very susceptible to all different types of flus. Flus from birds, flu from humans, pigs can receive those viruses. They don't often make the pigs really sick, but if they change or reassort in the pig with the regular pig viruses, they can become a problem. So I encourage everybody who works with swine to be vaccinated, and that's not just a personal opinion, that's a recommendation from the National Pork Board and from the CDC as well, and from the American Association of Swine Veterinarians. So I encourage vaccination. And being aware and being willing to work with your veterinarian to understand the problem.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.